Blog Talk Radio.
Calm down, son.
Oh, yeah, no.
Calm down.
Compton.
It's right, son. What?
But what?
Blasting motherfuckers from my 6-0 Impala. Low riding. Because I'm a real motherfucker.
Real fucking G.
A G that's real. Hence, a real motherfucker.
Motherfucking real G's.
Crabby Cathy on
the
fucking weenie, weenie, oh, I'll never get tired of this.
Adapter.
I wish I could just, like, fast forward.
I want to go back in time and take Eazy-E and plop him, like, right next to Kanye West.
Yeah. See what would happen to Kanye West.
See what happens there.
To his pretty face. Ooh, I'm Kanye West. Would fucking shank him 12 times in the left cheek.
See, do we have any phone calls there? Has anybody called in yet?
No. Look at you, so optimistic.
So optimistic about.
I love that bright-eyed look of yours.
The thing is, like, I always thought Kanye West was really pretentious, full of himself, and ignorant, but I never thought he was entirely stupid.
What example do you have to back up this thesis of yours?
Yeah, nothing, really. I guess I just didn't want him to be stupid.
This improbable thesis of yours.
I didn't want him to be stupid, but he's dating Kim Kardashian. I mean, you have to be stupid to do that. You have to be.
You were telling my wife that you didn't, because I had told her and she told you that I thought that her ass is way too large. And you were like, oh,
yeah.
No, I wholeheartedly believe that her ass is actually too big.
I do not believe that. You don't have enough black in you, is the problem.
I guess not.
I'm blacker than you are.
I see. Now, but I think it's cute.
Kardashian's got a, you know, love that ass. Nicki Minaj got a great ass, too.
Mm-hmm.
Big, fat, round ass. Oh.
I haven't really seen her ass. Obviously, Kim Kardashian is everywhere. It's like the swastika in Nazi Germany. Her ass is everywhere. But I really, truly believe her ass is too large.
Yeah.
She's gigantic. She's got a lard ass.
No, it's good to me, man. I like the big round ass.
No, I do, too. But especially on that show when she was with that dude, that basketball guy, and they were, like, in New York. You would
see
her, and it was just like, wow, that's just—it's
no, I don't
cool.
think it's, I don't think Kim that's the only thing worth looking at on her. I mean, she's not unattractive. She's just one of the most fatuous, vacuous people I've ever ever come across.
Mm-hmm. And
anywhere,
the term Bible, which I think I hope is exclusive to their family, is asinine.
The what?
The term Bible, when they're like, for real, like they mean something for real. They're like, oh, Bible. Like, I swear on the Bible, but they just leave everything out.
They say that?
Yeah. They say Bible. Like, that's my word. Like, that's for real. That's 100%. I'm not lying. I swear to God.
Probably because they're part Arab and they want to make sure everybody knows that they're Christian.
Mm.
That's got to be what it is.
Maybe.
Gotta be what it is.
Was the Kardashian guy, was he...
Yeah, he was Arabic.
Was he Muslim?
I don't know if he was Muslim. I just thought he was Arabic. Muslim?
Maybe our caller here might know. Mr. 3887.
Yes, sir.
Was Kardashian a Muslim?
That I don't know, but the only people who say Bible are like 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
And the Kardashians, apparently.
And the Kardashians, yeah.
It's such a disgusting way of saying yes, like I swear to God, or that,
yeah,
you know, smart. That's so true. Bible.
Okay, we don't even need to focus on the minutiae of what comes out of them. We need to focus on the fact that that Robert Kardashian's claim to fame was that he was one of the lawyers for O.J. Simpson, which...
Wow, right. Look at that.
I mean, like, that's just... I'm pretty sure there was a sketch show that did a sketch way back in the day that that O.J. Simpson was writing a book called This Is How I Would Have Done It If I Did It or some shit like that. And then, he, you know, like 15, 20 years later, he actually writes a book like that.
Right.
Such a very prophetic. So that's how Robert Kardashian came to fame.
So their fame is predicated on a murder, basically.
Mm-hmm.
A double homicide. They're,
a
they're
murder and a dick sucking, pretty much.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, no, there's more than a dick suck happening. I could have. I mean, there's rumors floating around that Ray J peed on Kim Kardashian,
he took out his cock like a third leg and kickstarted her pussy. Kickstarter
yeah.
pussy in that.
You left out something very important.
What's that?
The chainsaw sound.
Drove her pussy off into the sunset.
I'm pretty sure he kickstarted his penis and then proceeded to urinate all over her eyeballs and nostrils and mouth. That's what I like to believe.
Well,
because I like to believe that.
I don't know
that,
why you'd like
that,
to believe that, but okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you why I like
to believe
that.
She deserved to get pissed on. She deserved to get fucking soft-served shitted on her head.
This is true. This is true. Kim Kardashian deserves nothing but our contempt, possibly pity, and our feces. However, I would like to think that someone whose fame is predicated solely on the fact that Brandy is his older sister.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Was able to actually demean somebody whose fame was predicated solely on the fact that her father was a lawyer for O.J. Simpson.
And help catapult her fame as well. I mean, so she, her
them.
Fame is
yes.
predicated on double murder and Brandy. Wow.
And possibly
okay,
urination.
Why should we have any more? Why should we have any more contempt for her than him, though, in that scenario?
I'm not saying we shouldn't.
You're right.
I can't believe that. I can't believe that they gave that guy a show. And I watched some clips from For the Love of Ray J.
His show was phenomenal. It was fantastic. All those shows are gold.
Let me tell you, I saw this scene where he got really intense with this girl and he like pushed her up against the wall and he was all in her face. And he was like just saying like really creepy things to her, like right in her face.
Right.
I think he was orgasming in his pants when he was saying it.
Yeah,
I think you're right. It was just the most disturbing show I've ever seen.
Was he dating someone famous, Vivica Fox?
Yeah, he was. No, he dated Whitney Houston before she died.
Oh, is that what it was?
Oof.
Yeah, actually, and the crazy thing is, okay, 2 weeks before she dies, she leaves rehab and she's picked up by Ray J from rehab. Okay, this is fact.
Wow.
This is fact. Now. Yes. 2 weeks later, she's dead. And Ray J's got a horrible sexual history. The first thing I said when Whitney Houston died was, the autopsy is going to show that the cause of death was Ray J's penis. And nobody found that even remotely amusing. Nobody.
Too soon?
Especially black people. My black friends are like, in 10 years from now, this still won't be
funny.
I feel
like it would have been funnier if you said that the cause of death was his acting or his singing.
Was what?
His acting.
It would have been funny. If you said it was his acting.
Or that her life had wound up with Ray J. I mean, Jesus.
I mean, really though, like she went from Bobby Brown to Ray J.
Damn,
like
just progressively.
At least Bobby Brown was famous on his own.
Yeah, it was outrageous and controversial.
I mean, Bobby Brown might have been a fucking horrendously horrible. Wife beating rapist piece of shit for all I know.
But hey, he was his own man.
But you know, the Ghostbusters 2 theme song, man.
You know what I'm saying? Who are you gonna call? Bobby Brown, son.
Well, that song was awful.
That
the New Edition was the shit.
Well, see, there's the other. There's New Edition, which was not the shit. But
how dare you?
But I remember all the kids. I remember all the kids were singing it in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
I know, I was rocking out too.
But
are we going to talk about Rick Ross today?
Yeah, we're going to talk about Rick Ross in a minute.
Okay.
But
I don't know that guy.
He's a rapper. He's a big fat He's got that standard fat black rapper voice.
Mm. Like half a ham sandwich in one cheek and half.
Yes, he's got a ham sandwich stuck in his throat. And but okay, before we go to Rick Ross, because we will get to Rick Ross, I just want to say that Kim Kardashian being famous isn't even the worst thing that's happened to pop culture. It's one of the worst things, but the fact that her entirely, even somehow, I don't know how you can be less than a zero talent, but her somehow even less talented family members are cashing in. I was driving through Vegas a couple of months ago, and one of the nicer hotels was advertising for the Kardashian boy was going to be there, whatever the fuck his name is. Bill, Steve Dave, I'm not even kidding.
Geezer, I
That's
believe.
Awful.
Steve Dave. I said, I'm going to call him Steve Dave Kardashian
for
now.
Rob, for the record.
It's what? Rob?
Yeah.
Oh, he can't. He doesn't even have his own name.
Look at that.
No,
whoa.
No, he doesn't.
What a sad
exactly.
bastard. What a sad bastard. He's got to trade on his dad's name. Yeah, Rob Kardashian was going to be at the nightclub in the hotel in Vegas.
Doing what?
And they were advertising it. And that's what I thought. He was going
to
be there.
Okay.
Trying to sleep with that. His whole shtick is probably trying to have sex with women. That's what he gets paid to do, which is a fantastic job.
Is he not like a DJ or something that he could be hosting a club?
Are you sure
no,
he would be there trying to have sex with dudes?
I'm not sure he would be there trying to have sex with dudes, but I that's why I didn't tell you, Mick, because I knew you'd be on the first plane to Vegas.
The red eye.
Yes.
Totally.
No, but I don't know. I don't know what he was trying to have, but I mean, really, what would you pay the Kardashian boy to do? He does nothing. He doesn't even have his own show.
I don't think he has a job.
He just kind of exists.
That's his job. And hey, I mean, look,
but
I can't.
It's not a gig if you can get it, but you know.
I mean, I guess I can't knock the kid just because if that was my job, I would love the hell out of it. I mean, that's a great fucking job.
I'm showing up and I'm getting paid. What do you get paid as in a Kardashian for an appearance? A D-level Kardashian.
He is a D-level Kardashian. I don't know. And then Bruce Jenner. I mean, Bruce Jenner's career was revived because of the Kardashians.
Sad, but in which way? He was
an Olympian. Yeah, he was an Olympian.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like people remember him as like something good, and now they just think he's just some wacky old man, which he is. But I mean, you know,
exactly.
Like,
he had some physical prowess that catapulted him, and now he's just like the stepdad to some fatuous.
He's just a creepy stepdad.
Valley
talking
girl.
Creepy stepdad with his earrings and his. Weird hair. I don't know what the hell's going on with that guy.
I wonder if he's had sex with any of the Kardashian daughters.
That would be something.
I'm gonna say no.
Hold on.
Why, you think they have standards?
You know what I mean?
I'm not saying they have standards. I don't think he's their type, let's put it that way.
But you know what though, like the mom is a low class individual herself.
Of course.
Oh, she's horrible. She's horrible.
She's
they're all horrible.
You know, the marriage broke up that she had with that Robert Kardashian guy with some kind of affair.
Yeah, she had an affair.
And she's like bringing it up and like talking to the dude again, some to that effect.
Well, honestly, she's the worst one out of all of them because she's like the puppeteer of this whole nonsense.
She's terrible.
Empire,
she's absolutely
whatever
terrible.
You want to call it.
It's despicable.
Yeah.
I mean, just for somebody to explode. I mean, it's like the Lohan parents. These parents that exploit the shit out of their famous children. Like, it's horrible.
So they can have their own security, I would imagine, and financial security. It's got to be the only reason.
Yeah.
I keep hoping Michael Lohan's head is going to pop off at some point and just spray blood everywhere. I think that would be the best thing that could ever happen to him.
It would set him straight. So I look at this Rick Ross guy. I see he's like a chubby bearded rapper.
Yeah.
Is that what he is?
Yeah, that's what he is. That's pretty much all he is.
Okay.
Hey, listen,
I'm not
up on my stuff anymore. I'm like old and white, so don't take my word as gospel on any of this stuff.
Okay.
But the only thing I know about him is he basically hijacked someone else's identity and made a name off of it.
I didn't even know that about him. I didn't even know that. The things I do know about him is that he used to be a corrections officer.
Right.
And he got into, he made the mistake, well, I can't even say he made the mistake because, let's face it, like, anyone who's actually gotten into a beef with 50 Cent has only benefited from it.
Right.
Well, Fat Joe got into a beef with him. I don't really know much about him anymore.
Oh, he's producing, and the guy's, he's producing, and he lost a bunch of weight. He's doing real well from what I hear. He's not making hits anymore, but...
Really? He's probably got a six-pack now and everything.
He's not rocking those. He's Fat Joe, dude. But what do you do if your name is Fat Joe, and then you get, like, real skinny?
Mm.
Like, do you still go by Fat Joe?
Formerly Fat Joe?
Like, are we supposed to call Big Pun Dead Pun now?
I don't know.
I would rather just call
like,
him.
We got Daddy Smalls, right?
Daddy
you
Smalls.
Got
Tupac Dead Pun. Two Dead Shakur.
Oh, shit. You're going to get shot.
We're actually not dead enough.
Oh, come on.
He has a pantheon of fucking hits afterwards. How is
about
that?
Two Digital Shakur? Because he's back. He's back in hologram form.
Yeah.
You're right. Two Digital
I'm really
Shakur.
Surprised they haven't released Hologram Tupac's new album.
I know.
I'm sure it's coming any day.
Like, really? No, okay. So apparently Rick Ross stole something. I didn't know about this, but I know that he got into a beef with 50 Cent, and 50 Cent made, like, a video that he uploaded to YouTube. I mean, this is the progress of gangsters now. This is the progress.
You're beefing on YouTube.
You're uploading your beef retort to YouTube.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And, you know, I mean, 50 Cent actually did his homework. I watched this shit, and he basically has everything up to and including Rick Ross's social security number, apparently.
Oh, really?
That's awesome.
See, that's the thing about 50 Cent. Like, and I have to admit that even there's a lot of rappers that are just like thugs and just piss people off left and right. But I like 50 Cent, and the reason I like 50 Cent is because he's very angry all the time, and he gets angry at everybody. And he doesn't care who he gets angry at. And it doesn't stop him from making money at all.
Yeah, I understand. But at the same time, he's very... I guess what I can't forgive is that... I guess about the time that Kanye West said that George Bush don't like black people.
Right.
50 Cent was like, oh, I'm all about George Bush because he's a pimp. And I'm a pimp. And we're here.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He said that?
Yeah, he was like, George Bush gets paid, I get paid, and it's awesome.
See, I didn't know that. That's bad news, man. I didn't know about that.
He used to bang Vivica Fox. I don't know if he still does.
What's that?
Vivica Fox? That's not something you want to put on your resume, man.
It would have been
10 years ago, she got a horrible boob job.
Really?
And she's got, like, terrible... Oh, look up Vivica Fox boob job on Google, I'm telling you.
No good.
She's got like fucked up weird scars that like reach up to the top of her boobies and shit. It's bad.
Girl.
Bad news. Poor Vivica Fox.
She was a pretty girl.
Yeah.
She's a pretty girl, but admittedly, if Vivica Fox was still like in the forefront of Hollywood culture, she'd be doing Tyler Perry movies. Let's face it.
Yeah, you're right.
Oof. She probably is now.
Yeah, you're right. She could. For all I know, she could be. I refuse to watch
exactly.
A Tyler Perry movie. Refuse.
Right. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Have you ever seen one of his movies?
No, I refuse to
not.
Watch any of his movies. Okay. And I base that solely on the episodes of his television shows that I've seen, which are absolutely horrible.
I didn't even know he had a show. Jesus.
He's got several shows. Meet the
yeah,
Browns was a show.
Yeah.
And
who gives him a job? How?
I don't know.
I don't know why anybody gives him anything.
Christ.
Like, he makes movies, and the reason he does so well is because he makes movies for Christian black people, which most, this is what infuriates me
about
black
people. Women.
Here's the thing that infuriates me the most about black people. The only reason that they were ever exposed to Christianity is because of their white fucking conquerors, and they base all of their prejudices against things like gay people on their fucking Christianity.
Gross.
It's against God. It's against what God? The God that the white man shoved down your throat so that you're now fucking jumping up and down about?
Shoved up your ass.
Fuck you, Mick.
That's why I'm a black Muslim, son.
Preach.
Black Muslim.
No, but I mean, am I wrong though? Like,
Islam.
Am I wrong about that? Like, most black people in society are Christians. There's a large majority of Jehovah's Witnesses, which is just an offshoot of Christianity, and then you have black Muslims, which makes some more sense, at least, because it wasn't forced on them by their white conquerors.
Right. There's a lot of blacks in the Latter-day Saints, aren't there?
That are what?
In the Latter-day Saints.
I thought Latter-day Saints was a Mormon thing.
I don't
thing.
Think so. Isn't that Mormon? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude, no.
are they just out-and-out racist? Do they confess?
The Mormons, from what I understand, I mean, I'm sure there's got to be, like, a black Mormon
somewhere.
I don't even think they're racist.
I just don't think they even, like, acknowledge that other races exist. I don't even think they hate them. They just kind of do their own thing, and they're just like, whatever.
Which is why I can't understand why any black person would ever vote for Mitt Romney as president, like, ever.
Oh, right, he's a Mormon, that's true.
What?
I forgot about that dude, too. How is he a Mormon and running for...
The guy beat up some dude
because the kid was being corrected.
Gay.
I'm being corrected. The Mormons believed black people were evil until the 70s.
Is that right?
That is true.
Yeah.
No, he's right. I forgot about
what
that.
What is it?
Yeah.
Mormons
he's right.
believe what?
Believe that black people were evil until the 70s. Wait, let's clarify this. So do they believe that in the 70s black people were not evil? Or did they believe that black people were evil up until the 70s and then their elders were like, now we can't believe this anymore?
That's a good question. I'm also being told that they believe that Jesus was in America, which is a little odd.
Yes,
oh, yeah,
that is
no,
true.
He, after he rose, he came to the Americas and was...
Yeah.
I don't know, he's driving cross-country, apparently, in a fucking VW bus.
Yeah, no, that's all part of the canon. Yeah, absolutely.
Might as well, because Joe Smith is their prophet.
John, was it Joe or John? Joseph, you're right.
Joe Smith.
Joseph P. Smith. Some guy with a completely unremarkable name, especially at the time.
Hey,
was
Joe
like,
Smith.
You know, I really am just like an average Joe. Literally an average Joe.
Yeah.
I need to do something that's going to put my name in history.
Yeah.
Let me pretend.
Let me come up with some shit. Have hallucinate. If he did believe that, it was just he was on some shit while he was banging his friends' wives.
No, he didn't believe any of that shit. He didn't believe any of it.
Couldn't. There's no way.
No, but that's like, okay, so... Yeah, so Mormons and stuff. But do you understand what I'm saying about the whole thing where, like, all
right.
these Southern Baptists and stuff like this, all of their religious beliefs come from the people that used to enslave them, especially the Southern Baptists. Yes! From racist, enslaving white people.
That's right, kid. That's why we keep it real here at the Unquestionably Unintelligible Report.
Yes, this is a really unquestionable intelligence report.
Yeah, there's very... The intelligence is very questionable. But that's what Tyler Perry caters to.
What if Easy E were...
You will never see a gay character in a Tyler Perry movie unless they're being made fun of.
And yet, ironically, he dresses like a woman in like 80% of his skit.
Exactly. Ironically, Tyler Perry looks like a gay man to me.
It does that.
Probably.
He's always very well dressed. He likes to pop and drag a lot.
I would like to bring Easy back from the dead and introduce Tyler Perry, see what happens there.
Are you kidding? Well, do you remember what we talked about on the last show? Black people stick together, dude.
I don't think so. Not Easy E.
No, you might be right. You might be right about that.
He's the only one. Didn't get
and except for 50 Cent.
50 Cent, easy. They would probably, those two would probably get along, those two.
Yeah.
For a while.
Surprisingly, he, you know, 50 Cent is cool with Eminem, which I always thought would be like, why wouldn't you fight
well,
with
Eminem?
Eminem
him.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Eminem discovered him, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's not going to bite the hand that fed him.
Right.
No, that's, but surprisingly, no, he wouldn't. But do you remember how Louis Farrakhan came between Ja Rule and 50 Cent?
Oh,
and, like,
right.
Brokered a
yeah,
peace
happened,
treaty.
Whatever
you know
happened
50
to him?
Who, Louis Farrakhan?
Louis Farrakhan.
No, Ja Rule.
Is he alive? Did he die?
Oh,
no,
Ja Rule. Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Did he die?
Ja Rule? No, no one's dead.
God, I hope so.
No one's dead.
That guy sucked so bad.
Yeah, he did. He wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Do you know that Malcolm X's daughter put a hit out on Louis Farrakhan years and years ago?
Yeah, I remember. I remember reading about that.
That's awesome, man.
Well, because allegedly he had some sort of input in the assassination of Malcolm X.
Still needs to be dealt with, in my opinion.
Poor, you know what the saddest thing is about the whole Malcolm X thing is not just the fact that, you know, he started off as like, as realized, I mean, because white people killed his dad. So, he had a legitimate reason to have a grudge against white people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
And then he discovers...
Threw him on a train track and ran him over.
Yep.
The train. A few times, apparently.
Pretty much. Really, Lou?
What? No. and then the mom went to cash in on the insurance policy, and they said it was a suicide.
Yeah, that was great. So the system fucked him from day one.
Right.
And then, you know, he hustles on the streets and whatever, and he finds what he finds to be a positive message through Islam. And, you know, even though he's preaching anti-white sentiment throughout the whole thing, like, it's positive, and he gets black people off the streets and off of drugs. So even though the message is racist, like, honestly, it did a good thing for the people in his community or whatever. And then he goes to fucking Mecca, and when he goes to Mecca, he sees, okay, Muslims are not just black people or Arab people. There's Asian Muslims and white Muslims. There's all sorts of different kinds of people, and they all have the same belief and the same love of that particular God. So he comes back to America and he's like, yeah, look, you know, I had an epiphany out there, which is what you're supposed to fucking go to Mecca for in the first place.
That's what it's for. Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful.
It's for an epiphany. And he came back and he was preaching, you know, like, let's still love Allah and all this other shit, but let's not hate white people so much. Let's try to bring them into the fold.
And killed them, son. Killed them on stage.
And they killed his ass for that shit. Killed his ass for that shit. And then to top it off, after he died, was it his wife? Yeah, his wife, years later, is burned to death by her grandson in Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon.
Yeah. I was going to say Mount Vernon.
Sad. Betty Shabazz.
In our fucking hometown, yo.
Yeah, right. Represent.
Betty Shabazz was burned to death by her own fucking grandson. Something else happened to a member of their family recently, too. Like, it's just like a legacy of death.
Sad.
Yeah.
Malcolm.
Horrible. Horrible, horrible shit.
He'll be all right, though. He's a good kid.
I think Nick put the hit out on her, though.
Nick put the hit out on Betty Shabazz?
I probably put on a hit on certain people, but not her. No, she was okay.
Why don't we put hits on people, man? I mean, really, that'd be awesome.
Because no one will ever take us seriously, and we'll get arrested.
And we don't have enough money to afford a hitman.
And that's why no one will take us seriously.
Right.
Do you know how hard it is to get a hit put out on somebody unless you're in the mob?
I don't, man. That's what I'm trying to get into. I'm trying to break into this.
Right.
We need to break into putting hits out on people.
Listen, first things first, get your religion off the ground. Then we can worry about putting hits on people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? Once we get ass lesbianism legitimate, like Scientology, then we can start putting out hits on people like they
do. You have those diehard, like, followers and converts. They'll do the hit. They'll do the hitting for us.
Hey, you know who we should really petition for this religion is Larry Flynt. He's got money.
Yeah, he's got money.
True.
Yeah.
And Hef. I think Hef would be into this.
Hef, before he dies in the next 2-3 days? Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, better get on that one quickly.
Larry Flint is on his fucking deathbed too. We got to get both
of
those guys.
True.
We got to get those fortunes in on like Scientology.
I'd want to get Bob Guccione, the guy who created Penthouse, in on it, except that he'd probably suggest that we have people peeing on each other too.
Always got to ruin it. Those guys.
Yep.
Yeah, just.